Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man sentenced to prison for role in $450,000 nationwide Ulta theft ring. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The second man involved in a nationwide theft ring targeting Ulta beauty stores has been sentenced to 4 to 6 years in prison for stealing over $20,000 worth of items from the Gillette Ulta store a few months after his accomplice was sentenced. According to the Gillette News Record, 38-year-old Jonathan Valencia Linares was sentenced on August 14th when District Judge Michael McGrady also ordered Linares to pay $20,054.50 in restitution to Ulta Beauty and $6,828.96 to the Campbell County Sheriff's Office. His accomplice, Jennifer Yasblesi Guzman Marrera, received the same 4 to 6 year sentence in May for similar charges. The two were linked to the thefts, totaling over $450,000 nationwide, and were arrested while attempting to flee to Colombia. Wyoming enhances 988 Crisis Lifeline to better support residents in need. The Wyoming Department of Health is making strides to enhance the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, ensuring better support for residents in crisis. The Lifeline, part of a national network, connects individuals in suicidal crisis or emotional distress to free, confidential help 24/7 through phone, text, or online chat. According to a press release from the Wyoming Department of Health, the Crisis 988 Program Manager, Alicia Johnson, encourages Wyoming residents to use the Lifeline during mental health or substance abuse crises. Johnson said, "We want people to know that they can connect with someone who will listen and provide care and support." This year, the department has expanded services at the two Wyoming-based call centers. Now, those who call or text 988 from a 307 area code are directed first to local help. This is a significant improvement, as previously, texts were routed to national resources. Online chat services at 988lifeline.org have also been upgraded, with most Wyoming users now connected to in-state assistance. Johnson noted that further improvements are coming soon, including routing calls based on the caller's location rather than just the area code, a change expected to roll out in the next few weeks. This will ensure even more personalized support for Wyoming residents. Currently, calls to 988 are routed to the closest crisis center based on the phone's area code. Johnson emphasized the importance of connecting Wyoming callers to local crisis centers staffed by individuals who understand the unique needs of the community. She also pointed out that being part of a national network ensures backup support when the local center is unavailable. Wyoming's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline services are funded by a combination of state and federal dollars. Those interested in supporting 988 operations can find donation options on the Wyoming Department of Health's website or contribute directly to one of the two Wyoming-based call centers. For more information, visit health.wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.